Florida's lawsuit against the CDC over its conditional sailing order was presented to a judge on Wednesday at a federal court in Tampa, Florida. The judge will now decide whether or not to issue an injunction that would lift the CDC's restrictions on cruise ship sailing from Florida. Florida Attorney General Ashley Moody filed the lawsuit in early April, and the state filed for an immediate injunction just a few weeks later. And MSC Cruises' flagship MSC Virtuosa arrived in Southampton this week as the ship prepares to welcome guests on May 20th. Virtuosa will be the first vessel to resume cruises in the UK, offering 3- and 4-night sailings. From June 5th onward, the ship will begin operating longer 7-night voyages. MSC Virtuosa is the third ship to resume cruises, as MSC Grandiosa and Seaside are already sailing in the Mediterranean. And the governor of Maryland has announced that the state will be reopening its cruise terminal in Baltimore in the near future. Alongside that, the governor also announced that the state will no longer have capacity limits for both indoor and outdoor venues. Maryland's mask mandate will also be lifted as soon as 70% of the adults have received the vaccine. And finally, it looks like Holland America Line's Dana Monique will advance to next week's semifinals of NBC singing competition The Voice. Although her powerhouse performance of In Vogue's Free Your Mind did not score her the most votes among fellow members, the coach did put her through to the next round, which you can watch live next Monday night on NBC's The Voice. And cruise line stocks were up on Thursday. Carnival Corporation up 1.3% to 25.12. Royal Caribbean up 0.5%, 78.46. And Norwegian up 1.25%, 26.44. Breaking news and up-to-the-minute industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker. Have a great weekend.
Proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.